Glenn Beck with Beck Brothers Citrus Incorporated. We do caretaking services, and we're growers as well.
And you're also president of the Mid-Florida Foundation. Tell us a little bit about your perception of what happened here. You all have cut inputs in the Mid-Florida Grove, and yet I understand you're getting better production.
We are, and it's a scenario that we've replicated many times outside of the foundation. And basically, for lack of a better reason for the increased production, is just the passage of time that we have been at this. Groves have experienced a pull down, and now they've seemed to be recovering somewhat on their own with fewer inputs.
I think one of the reasons you're wanting to share this message is you don't want growers who can't afford $2,000 an acre to give up.
Absolutely, and we have many blocks that have experienced recovery on $800 to $1,200 an acre, and I would hate for anyone to drop out of the game when they could possibly still recover with the fewer inputs.
When you go to those fewer inputs, what can you not give up?
Just basic care. You can't give up the fertilizer and the irrigation, but many of the multiple nutritional sprays, we've cut back on those and basically just returned to more of a conventional program that we would have implemented pre-HLB.
And I think one of the reasons you think this reduced program works is just the passage of time, you said.
Correct. And there never seems to be any way to avoid, and the scenario always seems to be the same. The grove goes into a decline and produces symptomatic fruit and becomes non-productive. But if one doesn't walk away, if you keep on some level administering care, eventually we're seeing a turn back to the positive.
You emphasize, though, we still need research on HLB, more techniques.
Oh, absolutely. Implementing this lower input program, that's just merely a tool that might fit someone's economic situation, but it in no way lessens the need for all of the research that is ongoing, both in varieties and cultural programs and materials, and still searching for that cure.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.